Today's video is about motivation when it comes to losing weight. Hello everyone, welcome to Mind Blowing Health and Wellness with Violet. I'm Violet, and for those of you who don't know, I'm a psychologist and I work out of Montreal, Canada. And the reason that I make these videos is to help everyone to understand that your mental health and your physical health come together to create your overall well-being. I do believe that when we have good information, we make better decisions. So I'm making these videos to try to give you guys some really good information. And today we're talking about the idea that people seem to try to lose weight for reasons that to me seem external. And I don't think that's a good idea. So what's your reason for trying to lose weight right now? Your doctor told you to? Bikini season's coming? Maybe a spouse or a friend is kind of pointing out that you're getting a little chunky? Each one of those reasons are reasons that are external to you. You haven't decided, oh, maybe my health would be better if I lose weight. Oh, maybe I feel more comfortable in my skin if I lose weight. You haven't looked at yourself, looked inside yourself, and took a decision that something here needs to change. And so in that kind of situation, I actually believe that that's a recipe for failure. And I'm going to help you to understand why. If I decide to lose weight because somebody external to me is telling me that I have a weight problem, even if I would lose some weight and accomplish that goal, because I'm not invested in that goal, I have no reason to continue to do whatever it was I was doing to maintain that weight. So if I'm doing it for you, even if I enjoy being at this weight, I didn't do it for me. So anything that I had to do to get to this weight, anything I had to sacrifice to get to this weight, I'm going to resent because I didn't do it for me. I did it for you. Whenever we resent something, we don't keep doing it, right? Because I resent having to do it, right? I feel like you made me do it. I don't own having done it. And so, meh, when I've accomplished it, it's like, okay, now you can shut up and let me go back to living my life. How do people manage to accomplish losing weight? They have to have a motivation that's theirs. And what kind of motivation would be mine? And well, when we start looking at stuff like that, what we realize is that the number one reason that someone's going to lose weight, keep it off, be happy about having lost weight and happy about keeping it off, is that they themselves wanted to either improve their health, improve their mobility, so their ability to get around, feel good in their own skin, or diminish pain and inflammation that they might have had. Like, those kind of reasons are going to maintain somebody doing those behaviors that they needed to do. So whatever I did to get to this weight and then keeping myself at this weight, because it was me. I wanted this because I was feeling unhealthy or I was feeling inflamed. It was me. So that's one of the main reasons that people will be successful and continue to be successful when they've lost weight. So basically, I'm committing to what I'm doing because I'm benefiting directly from what I've done, and I feel accomplished rather than resentful because I wanted to do it. It was my goal for me. Then I'm going to be more successful. Again, going back to, if I decide to go on a low carb diet because my spouse went on a low carb diet and now I feel like I can't let them be thinner than me. So then am I really doing it for me, or am I doing it because I'll look bad if I don't? If I'm doing it because I don't want to look bad if I don't, eventually this is going to be problematic, because eventually you're going to be resentful that I can't eat what I want to eat because my spouse isn't eating it. And so then I might give up because it wasn't for me that I was doing it in the first place. I'm talking to you from personal experience. I can guarantee you that any weight loss that I've experienced in the last year was not because I started off thinking, wow, I need to be thinner. It had nothing to do with that. And it wasn't about someone else telling me that I needed to lose weight. I had heard it, and I'm sure I would have continued to hear it. I didn't care. Even my doctor telling me that if I lost weight, some health issues would have been resolved. I didn't want to hear it. What actually mobilized me to lose weight? Simple. Stupidly simple. An inflamed hip. My inability to walk comfortably mobilized me to lose weight. My point in telling you this story is that it had to be something that mattered to me. Being a few pounds overweight didn't matter to me. Not being able to run around, not being able to ride my bike, not being able to snowboard, those things mattered to me. So I worked on losing the inflammation, luckily for me. And it just happened to be the case that luckily for me, what I ended up finding was a ketogenic diet that not only relieved my inflammation, but helped me to lose some weight. Now, again, I'm currently maintaining this. Why? Not because of the weight, which is the other interesting thing about that. The weight loss is a perk. I'm doing all of this because I didn't like the pain. I will continue to do this because I've learned that by reintroducing carbs into my diet, I get pain. It's a no-brainer for me. Don't reintroduce the carbs. Then you don't get the pain. So that's what I've been doing. Again, what I'm trying to help you to understand is that if I'm going to be able to live the life that I want to live, if I'm going to feel healthy, I need to be able to do the things that are going to keep me there. I need to want that internally. It has to come from within. Someone else telling me to lose didn't put me to lose, right? But wanting my hip to feel better put me to lose. And accidentally, I would be eating this way even if I didn't lose weight because I feel better. That's what's important. At least that's what was important to me. I wasn't motivated by less weight. What will keep me going forward in this? My hip doesn't hurt anymore. My joints feel better. My back doesn't hurt anymore. There's so many things that have been relieved because I changed the way that I was eating. You know, in terms of success, this is not just about weight loss. How many of us have said we want to be successful in business? We want to be successful in relationships. We want to be successful in our hobbies or sports, and yet we don't invest the extra that we would need to invest to change the way our relationship is going, to move up in our business, to perform better in our sport, right? How many of us don't take the time to invest the extra that they would need to invest? Why? Because sometimes we say we want something, but then we get comfortable where we are and we don't put in the extra effort. We will put in the extra effort if that goal is extremely important to us. When we want it, we will work for it. So what you need to figure out from yourself is, do I want it? What's my motivation? And maybe you might need to see a psychologist in order to figure out what your motivation is to be healthier. Maybe you haven't quite run into the problem yet that's going to push you to say, no, this is really important. Again, for me, it was a hip. Until you find the thing that makes you go, okay, seriously, I have to do this. I want to do this. This is going to make me happy. Then nothing will change. But you know what's cool is that when you start to do it and you feel better, when you start to do it and you don't have inflammation any longer and your body feels good, or when you start to do it and metabolic issues that you were having, you don't have to take that medication anymore. When you start to do it and you can run around and play with your kids, when you start to do it and your life changes, then all of a sudden we're in the position where it's motivating to continue. I keep doing it because this feels good. I keep doing it because I don't have hands that are like hurting me when I try to do stuff. I keep doing it because my back feels good. When you ask yourself to focus more on your health, then you're going to ask other questions. Is my weight the only place that I have improvements to make? Do you have any inflammation? Do you struggle to sleep at night? Are you able to move around and do the things that you really want to do? Do you have any metabolic issues that you'd like to see solved? When we take the time to ask these questions, when we take the time to figure out, like, really, what is it that I'm trying to accomplish? Is weight the only thing? There's very likely other reasons that you could benefit from focusing a bit more on your health. There's probably reasons that you could focus more on your mental health. There's probably reasons that you could focus more on your social life. There's probably reasons that you could focus more on your work life. There's probably a lot of things that you could be focusing on and improving to feel better. My suggestion is take the time to look at your life right now. Really be honest with yourself. Am I where I want to be? Physically, mentally, work-wise, socially, am I where I want to be? Spiritually, emotionally, am I where I want to be? Because if you're not, work on it, right? We have that ability to do this all the time. You can work on it. Take the steps that you need to take to improve your life. Really, we need to keep it in mind. Our physical health and our mental health come together to produce our overall well-being. If you're not feeling good, you need to check on your mental health. You need to check on your physical health. You need to check on your social life. You need to do the things that are going to help you to feel good. I hope that you found this video helpful. I want to thank you for watching Mind Blowing Health and Wellness with Violet. I'll talk to you in the next video.